Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out. Today is day one. Today's topic, 2020, sure win way. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank for your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 1 verses 1 to 6, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 25, Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 12, Proverbs 1 verses 1 to 6. Today's main passage, Proverbs chapter 1 verses 1 to 6. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is sure win way for 2020. This morning when I was having time with Abba, I had a very intimate time with Abba. He told me that Proverbs 1 verse 1 is a sure win way for life, and that is also a sure win way for 2020, because that is the way of our triune God, and that's how Satan wants to try all his best to kick us out of this way of our triune God. Number 1, way of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 1 verse 1a, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked. And the Lord reminds me to turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and 18 and 25. Walk by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, live by the Spirit, keep in step with the Spirit. All those four steps make us not to follow our desire, our body desire. The Lord told me that Satan wants to try all his best to forbid us not being able to walk in step with the Holy Spirit. That's why sometimes when the Holy Spirit reminds us to do something and we do not do, when He wants us not to do something and we intentionally do that, the result is to walk in step with the wicked. Number 2, way of Jesus. Proverb 1 verse 1b, blessed is the one who does not stand in the way that sinners take. And the Lord reminds me to turn to John chapter 14 verses 4 to 6. Jesus says, you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Lord told me that Satan wants to try all his best to forbid us not being able to walk in step with the Holy Spirit so that we cannot be with Jesus and to walk with Jesus. Jesus is the way. The consequence is that we stand in the way that sinners take. Number 3, way of Abba, Father. Proverbs 1 verse 1c. Blessed is the one who does not sit in the company of mockers. The Lord reminds me to turn to Revelation chapter 3 verses 20 to 21. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. The Lord told me that Satan wants to try all his best to forbid us not being able to walk in step with the Holy Spirit so that we cannot be with Jesus and that we cannot sit with Abba in the heavenly banquet because we sit with the wicked. Wow, this is such a big New Year's gift to me from Mother Father. I do hope and pray that you also receive this as your big gift too. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, thank you for giving us this New Year's gift. Help us and protect us that Satan cannot be able to steal this gift from us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number 2, what is your next step that this special gift not to be stolen away by Satan? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.